This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Richie Davis has more than four decades of stories behind him, reporting for the Recorder newspaper in Franklin County, Massachusetts. Davis is now retired and out with a new book, a compilation of stories from the paper titled Inner Landscapes, True Tales from Extraordinary Lives. In a socially distanced interview, we were about 10 miles apart, Davis told me that when interviewing his subjects, he always tried to be present and in person.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that give you a better outcome?
Oh, I think it's always better to, speak with someone, looking them in the eye and sharing their space and being intimate in that way.
Your book features a collection of stories that appeared over decades that you've been reporting. Each of the people are all super interesting and very unique. What's it like for you, for example, to have somebody open up and describe otherworldliness? I'm thinking about Elwood Babbitt in recounting conversations that the spirits from some sort of a great beyond had with him.
Well, that's a good way of expressing it. It was kind of going into the great beyond with him. And seldom do I know where we're going when we begin an interview. And I, of course, knew about Elwood, but what a charming man I found and discovered what it was like to go out into the great beyond with him. And he was totally comfortable with it. And I was comfortable with him. Whether I believe it or not, for the most part, I believe that he was there for those people. And it was a wonderful visit that we had.
It's one thing to be able to compile these stories into a book of your own making, but how difficult was it at the time as a reporter to get some of these people really summed up and not edited down into bland characters for the pages of the Recorder?
Well, that was certainly a challenge, although I worked with my editors closely, and I think they understood the importance of the stories that I was writing, and sometimes we bent length limits.
How did you run across some of these characters?
Franklin County is geographically a small place, and at the time, especially of the writing, it was a place where a lot of people are interconnected. And so some of these people I knew, like Matthew Layton, for example, or Wally and Juanita, I just knew them from running across them. Others I knew, or Norton Juster. I covered so many communities in my time. I was almost literally running across the county daily. So I would encounter these people, or I would encounter people who told me about these people. And some of these people I interviewed multiple times.
One story that stands out to me, I don't know if you wanted to talk about it at all, is about the drowned towns of what is now the Quabbin Reservoir. And that story, it struck me. I don't know, maybe I was reading it during a pandemic and the light was right or something, but that just really, it was touching.
Well, that's the Quabbin story is really probably the only story there in the first section that's not about the personalities so much as the experience of these four towns. What an incredible larger tragedy that was faced by this whole region. Being able to sit down with the folks in that story and get their take on what they experienced and what they remember. And they weren't bitter about having lost their homes. Bun Doubleday and Lois Barnes were very just loving people. They and other folks that I've spoken with from the four towns all gave a different piece of the puzzle that all these hundreds of families went through. I think it's really important that we find a way to tell their story so that other people now coming on will remember what they went through.
Veteran reporter Richie Davis is the author of Inner Landscapes, True Tales from Extraordinary Lives. Richie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Carrie. I really appreciate being on.